I'm sure someone on Earth knows who on Earth you are.
Well, Chad is actually just a computer program that we have running with a voice that we mix between American and Australian dialect. And he actually is not a real person. Mm-hmm. That's why we never show his face.
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Aw yeah, what's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, the only English podcast guaranteed to decrease your cholesterol by 15%.
What does cholesterol mean?
What is cholesterol? Like, how do you define that? It's like that stuff in your...
in your veins.
That if you eat too much McDonald's, it gives you heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, good to reduce that. So anyways, my name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is the best way to learn English because it's easy, fun, and you can do it while sitting in line at the bank. Or standing in line. I was at the bank for like 45 minutes today, man.
What time did you go there?
2:45.
Oh, it's even after lunchtime as well. It's
yeah.
Pretty strange.
But it was a good thing I had my podcasts in.
Oh.
I was looking around and nobody else had any podcasts in. No one had their earbuds in. They were just standing around looking bored. And even though I was not happy with the line, at least I was learning.
Were you listening to yourself talking?
No, I wasn't listening to the Real Life English podcast. I was listening to a different one. But anyways, so I'm joined in the studio today here by a man who puts Vegemite on his Vegemite and rides his kangaroo into work. Chad, how are you doing today?
Feeling mighty fine, Trevor. Pretty good. And yourself?
Doing good, yeah. On this night, I should say. Mm-hmm. And what about our special guest here today, the Brazilian gringo, Josh Plotkin?
Oh, yeah. What's up, guys?
Oh, yeah.
So Josh is going to stop by, have a little chat with us today before he moves to Rio tomorrow.
And I came here to eat all of your acai as well.
Yes, Josh heard we had our 10 kilos of acai on Friday, so he made sure to eat at least 2 of those kilos.
I'm not sure if you guys remember when we taught you the expression, a fair weather friend. This is him right here in the flesh, live on this podcast.
He only comes over on the weekends. Conveniently waits until after we've paid for the acai to come over.
Oh, there's acai today? Like every other Friday?
Alright, so anyways, Josh, you want to do the tease for today?
And for anybody who's planning on traveling to the US in the near future, if you stay to the end of this podcast, I'll give you a tip that will help you save money and have more fun on your trip to the US.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, great for finding free stuff, cheap rent, cool people, can even find some dates.
And for getting rides around the country as well.
Yeah, as well. So almost anything you can find there.
I've never been to the US, but I might go now that I know that this thing exists.
It's really that powerful.
Yeah. I'm definitely sticking around to the end of this podcast.
All right, so let's move on to the news. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa. All right, so we had our party last weekend. Had 162 people come. So if you guys came to that party, just want to say thanks. And so how'd the party go, Chad?
The party was awesome, like always. But obviously getting a lot better every time. It was very smooth. I met lots of new people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone seemed to be speaking a lot of English. Everyone was very happy and motivated, helping everyone else, I think. It's a good atmosphere, good vibe.
Hey, it's really cool to go to these parties because there's always a lot of new people
mm-hmm.
at the party who come there and they don't even know anybody there. They just show up because they really want to practice their English.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really inspiring to see these people come out.
Especially people that come by themselves. Yeah. Takes a lot of courage.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time, the people that come by themselves leave with heaps of new friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so hopefully there'll be a party coming to your city soon. If not, maybe you can start one yourself. All right, so what else is in the news?
Well, I was lucky enough to go to yoga this week.
Chad decided to finally make an appearance.
After almost a year.
So I had...
So what did you think of the yoga?
Yeah, man, it was great. I didn't expect it to be as fun as it was. It's kind of difficult.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's supposed to be easy, and it can be, but it can be the hardest thing that you've ever done as well.
And I just happened to be standing under a tree full of birds, so I kind of got covered with bird shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but hey, I was at peace and concentrating, so the bird shit did not make me lose my concentration.
Yeah, just brush that off and go back to stretching.
No, he didn't even brush it off. He just stayed in the pose.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't have my mouth open when I was doing those bend backs, those bridge positions.
Yeah, the back bends can be brutal. Yeah. All right.
But so, it was awesome. If anyone hasn't tried yoga before, it opened my eyes to the yoga world, and I'm definitely going to do it again.
Cool. Yeah, so if you're in BH, come to the yoga picnic, because there's not going to be too many more.
Did you just say BH?
Yes. If I said BH... In the Portuguese pronunciation, nobody that doesn't live in Brazil would understand.
People don't understand anyway.
People don't. BH is short for Belo Horizonte, with the city that we're in right now.
It sounds kind of like saying biatch.
Yeah, so what is biatch?
Biatch is kind of a gangster way. Would you say that's gangster?
Yeah.
A gangster way to say bitch.
Yep.
And that's not to be confused with beach, where we go and have fun on the weekends at the beach and right. Surf.
And biatch can also be like a fun way to say bitch as well. It's not just like gangster, but it's also just kind of a playful way.
Yeah, now it's become very playful.
It's like, what's up, biatch?
What's up, my biatch?
All right, so let's move on to the shout-outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels. All right, so today we got a special treat for you guys. We got these shout-outs direct from the party.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear a little background noise, but these are some of our local community members coming to the party and saying what they like.
Yep, it's giving us some feedback about the party and the podcast. So without further ado,
let's check it out.
Hi everyone, I'm Gustavo from Brazil, Minas Gerais, and I like it so much. I like so much of this event and the podcast, because I have learned so much with the podcast. Every day when I go to work, I put my earbuds I have learned with Trevor. Earbuds is a word that I have learned with Trevor, and I put my earbuds on when I go to work. Every day I listen about 30 minutes of the podcast, and it's great. I hope you can listen one day or every day.
Well, they're listening right now.
Or right now, yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right. I like the real life English because it's most easy to speak English here. No, it's not formal, it's not, don't have rules, you know? And I can speak wrong, but I try. So it's very nice because I was afraid to speak.
Okay, that's my first time in real life and I'm liking it very much. I have the opportunity to meet new people and to talk to people from different places. That's it.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, you at your home? Doing nothing? Looking up on Facebook? Come on, brother. Just log on the Real Life English Podcast, man. And take a bite. Take a hike. And then choose the diesel, brother. You're gonna love it. Go to me, man. Faith on me. And let it be, brother.
Me? Yeah. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Gustavo from Real Life English, and I do love this kind of parties and podcasts and so on. And I think that it's quite important to learn English through the podcast, and I am very grateful for the Real Life English guys. So it has been very helpful for me. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right, that was great.
Wow, I really love their enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Especially Bruno. He really has away with words.
Yeah, Brunel was the one who said, for shizzle my nizzle.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's really cool what Brunel does when he says, for shizzle my nizzle. It's something that adds a lot of character to the way he speaks. And if he didn't know a word, he could, or if he only knew the first part of the word, he could use izzle or for shizzle nizzle as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if he's unsure about the pronunciation.
So what like, what does a crutch mean in this case?
A crutch is when you break your leg, a crutch is that thing that you use to help you walk. So in this case, yeah, it supports you.
Mm-hmm.
It supports you. It helps you out.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your life easier.
Yeah. Because where do you know where this comes from? For shizzle, my nizzle, dizzle?
From I assume from some rapper or
from Snoopy Doggy.
Snoop Dogg.
Dog.
Yeah.
So Bruno he's a very active. He always comes to our parties. He's a good buddy of mine, and he learned English through music.
Mm-hmm.
He did an exchange program in the US, but he said he didn't really learn much from that. But he said he's a good musician. He learned a lot of his English through music. So obviously, maybe just Snoop Dogg. I don't know. He just seems to speak like that.
Yeah, but he speaks a lot of slang, and it's really easy to make friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I met him, he was just like, "What's up, my brother?" And he's just very friendly and speaks very colloquially, so yeah. It's easy to make friends with.
And for those that don't know, people who aren't from Brazil, Bruno, that his name is actually Bruno, and in Portuguese, when you put the "on" at the end, it's like a... it's just a way of saying big. So big Bruno would be Bruno in Portuguese.
Cool. All right, so let's move on to the question for today. I need somebody help. All right, question master. What is the difference between may and might?
Okay, so both of them have a very similar... They're both modal verbs, so we're always going to use them before an actual verb. I may go, I might go. So may generally implies like a possibility, like I may go to yoga next week.
Yeah.
Is there a yoga next week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So I may go to yoga, as opposed to might, it implies more of uncertainty. But they're both very similar. I think I could use them in both if I was just speaking to a native speaker and I mixed them up.
Yeah, they're
we wouldn't notice the difference.
Pretty interchangeable, but the actual definition is that might is a little bit less likely to happen.
You might cause some confusion if you use them interchangeably.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but one big difference is that may we can also use to make a request.
Yes, very polite.
Very polite. Please, sir, may I have some more?
What?
More.
What?
That's a little skit from Oliver Twist. For those who don't know, Charles Dickens.
Yes, and so I remember in school when some students would ask to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you're not supposed to say, "Can I go to the bathroom?" But the language is changing to where this is the norm. And we would say to the teacher, "Can I go to the bathroom?" And they would say, "I don't know. Can you?"
Yeah, because can is more for like an ability or a possibility.
To be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want you to say, "May I go to the bathroom?" But that's a really formal thing to say.
Yeah, nowadays it seems a little posh as well, right?
Yes, very posh.
Sweet. So hopefully that answered your question.
All right, so let's move on to the expressions. So what was the theme, Chad?
The theme for this week was elements.
All right.
And elements, I mean, you know, like the first thing that pops into my head is me and Josh were actually singing this song earlier today, the theme song to Captain Planet.
Okay.
Earth, wind,
fire, wind, water, heart, go planet.
But I don't understand, why is heart an element?
It's like the most important thing to have, right?
Like, okay, cool. Well, I didn't include that one, but the rest are pretty much here. We have on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Tread water. On earth, pump iron, and pass wind.
Okay.
So, okay, let's start with on fire. What does that mean, to be on fire?
So, if you're on fire, that means that... So, think about when you're playing a sport or some activity, you want to warm up before you do it.
What does warm up mean?
Warm up, to get the muscles warm so that they are more... efficient so that you don't hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you take that even further from warming up to on fire, that's when you're at the best that you can possibly be. You're just doing everything perfect or just amazingly well, and no one can stop you.
Mm-hmm. Or you know, maybe someone poured gasoline on you and lit a match and then you actually were on fire.
Yes, that would be the literal definition.
Which we're not going to do today. But as an example, maybe if someone is, let's say, a basketball player. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite basketball player?
Like Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, okay. Cool. So if he's playing a really good game and he's scoring 100 points and all the three-pointers, you can say, wow, man, Kobe is on fire today.
Yeah, nice American accent there. You know, you could just speak normal and it would sound like an American accent.
Yeah. But yeah, on fire.
And so another way you could say that would be if, say, Josh is just making all these jokes, he's making everyone laugh, and he says another joke and everyone just starts crying because it's so funny. It'd be like, man, Josh, you're on fire today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the next one, which is to tread water. So I'm just going to quickly explain this literally. To tread water, if you think of a swimmer, maybe an Olympic swimmer or whatever, when you're just in that same place in the pool and you're just rotating your legs and staying in the same position, you are treading water with your legs.
It's a way to keep from drowning.
Mm-hmm. What's drowning?
So drowning is dying from water, from lack of oxygen.
So if you tread water, you're not drowning. So tread water, you're staying in that same position. What does it mean figuratively as the idiom here, the expression?
So you want to handle this one, Josh?
To be honest, I've never heard this idiom being used before, so you know, I'm going to deflect this back to you, Trevor.
You don't know, to tread water would be to stay in the same position. Like, our company has been treading water.
I could see that.
I don't think it's as common in American English.
You don't think so?
Well, me and Josh don't know much about it.
Okay.
Maybe we're just not very smart. Definitely a possibility.
Okay, so let me teach all of you guys something today.
All right.
Oh, yippee.
I think I already explained it. So it's just kind of when you're
stagnant. I can guess what it means.
Yeah, you get the idea?
Yeah.
You're kind of stagnant in the same position. If it's a company, they're not really profiting. Like, their profits were the same last year as they were this year, and then they'll be the same next year.
Yeah, it's like you're not really going anywhere. You're just trying to keep your head above the water.
Oh, there you go. That's another one.
Another expression.
Yeah.
Same kind of idea.
Cool. All right, so I'll move on to the next one. The next one is on Earth. And this is generally used with a question word like who, where, what, how, why.
Mm-hmm.
Who on earth are you, Chad?
That is a good question. Does anybody really know the answer to that?
Well, I'm sure someone on earth knows who on earth you are.
Well, Chad is actually just a computer program that we have running with a voice that we mix between American and Australian dialect, and he actually is not a real person. Mm-hmm. That's why we never show his face.
Yeah, I'm actually a puppet.
I thought you were a fish.
Yeah, I'm a fish puppet kind of thing.
Okay, but anyways, so on earth, so what are some other examples of
where on earth are you? Like, who on earth are you? What on earth are you doing here? It's just a way to add extra interrogation into the question.
Yeah, extra emphasis.
Emphasis. Mm-hmm.
And you can also substitute on earth with hell. So you can say, like, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Who the hell are you?
But that kind of sounds more a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah,
who
exactly.
on earth are you?
It's more, hell is a little bit more vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it in a friendly way as well, but it's definitely it's much stronger.
Yeah. For example, if I can't find my keys and I was going to ask you guys, where on earth are my keys? Sounds nice. And mm-hmm. I said, where the hell are my keys?
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, sounds like you're a little bit more angry.
Yeah.
A little bit angrier.
Mm-hmm.
Where on earth might be used by a child who's waiting for his mom to pick him up at school, and his mom shows up late, so he calls up his mom and says, Mom, where on earth are you?
Yep, exactly.
Sounds like a true story.
Yeah, okay. And so another way you can use earth is, we say, if someone is spacing out.
What does space out mean?
So it means if you're in a conversation and they're not paying attention, they're just staring at the wall or something, you can say, Earth to Chad! Earth to Chad! Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? What's up?
What does that mean?
Oh, what does that mean?
So this is what we use as if we were on Earth and Chad would be in space. Mm-hmm. And we are pretending to try to reach him from a long distance mm-hmm. away because he is so far removed from the situation.
As if you were like NASA trying to contact the space shuttle.
Exactly.
And but so, I am a robot, so same thing.
Yeah, and you can actually say Chad was spacing out. Okay, all right, so what's the next one?
The next one is to pump iron.
Mm. So this is something that you do all the time, Chad.
I wouldn't say all the time, 3 times a week, generally.
That's all the time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what does pump iron mean?
Pump iron is just another way to say to lift weights at the gym.
Yep. It's kind of a slang way to say it as
well. All the cool guys say that.
Exactly.
This was a title of a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger made back in the day.
Yeah.
Documenting his rise to the top as Mr. Olympia, Mr. Olympic, whatever the name of that competition is.
I think it was called pumping iron.
Pumping iron.
And so the way you would say this expression would be something like, hey, Chad, you want to pump some iron?
Yeah, man. You have to say it with that emphasis, like a meathead.
Yeah. What's a meathead?
A meathead is, did you say that in the United States? Okay. So it's an expression we use for these guys that go to the gym like every day and they like to be all big. They generally take steroids. And I think they say meathead because they're head kind of looks like a piece of meat.
Yeah, maybe they don't have much of a neck.
Yeah, the neck. They don't really have a neck.
Their arms and shoulder muscles are so big, they eat their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can't even reach their head because they can't scratch their head because their arms are so big. And these people tend to not be flexible as mm-hmm. well.
They probably couldn't do yoga.
Yeah, well, they should do yoga.
They should, right?
They probably just wouldn't be able to do many things.
They're not very healthy people.
No, so obviously, as you can tell, this is not a nice word.
A meathead, yeah. If don't call them meathead, or else you're gonna get beaten up.
It's the last person you want to insult is a meathead.
Yeah.
Only behind their backs. Only call them.
Like us.
And so, what do we
make sure you can run away? Oh, what do you mean by behind their back?
So behind their back, as in, so that they can't hear you. So not directly behind their back so that they can turn around and punch you in the face, mm-hmm. but just behind your back means without you hearing them.
Yeah. Like a coward.
Yes, like a coward, exactly. Only insult them like a coward.
Okay. All right, let's hurry along here. The last one of today, to pass wind. Josh, would you like to tell us what that means?
Well, maybe I should open up this window first before I demonstrate what pass wind means.
Yeah, and so, would you say pass wind as an American?
I would say pass gas before I say pass wind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So in America, we'd say pass gas. I guess Australia, they say pass wind.
Yeah, we don't actually have gas. We just blow wind out of our butts.
Well, we have a lot more chemicals in our food in the States, so we tend to pass gas.
Okay.
Okay, and so people have no idea what we're talking about. So, Chad, why don't you explain this?
To pass wind would be to flatulate.
I'm sure less people know what flatulate means than the actual word fart.
To fart.
Or to toot would be like a little kid way to mm-hmm. say that in the States. You guys say that?
I would say to let one rip.
or to cut the cheese.
Cut
the cheese would be, yeah, let one rip we would say as well.
Maybe if it's a quiet one, it's like to let one slip.
Okay. Or you could do the one cheek sneak.
The one cheek sneak. What is that?
So the one cheek sneak is when you're sitting on a chair and you have to fart and you don't want to make a loud noise. Mm-hmm. So you lift one cheek up and you can let it slide out without making a noise.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you lift one butt cheek and you let it sneak out.
Mm-hmm.
The one cheek sneak.
You heard it here first in Real Life English podcast, guys.
See, we're teaching you real life stuff.
So, let's just maybe leave it on that one.
Right? Yeah. So enough about farts.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the quick tips, tricks, and or not funny joke section. Thanks for adding more work to our editing job. Okay, so Josh, you got a tease for us today. What's your quick tip?
All right, so if you're planning on traveling to the U.S. anytime soon, you have got to check out Craigslist.org. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes. But Craigslist.org is this, it's a classified ad site, and so
free.
It's free. So people go on there and they list all sorts of things. They list apartments, they list shows, they list gigs, like
they list sexual services as well.
Oh, they took those down.
Okay, dang it.
If you're looking for a ride from one major city to another, there's people who offer ride shares, so you can, you know, catch a ride with someone. There's just a lot of really cool stuff on there. If it happened for all major cities.
Cool. Have you ever gotten anything off Craigslist?
Wow, have I gotten stuff off of Craigslist?
Yeah, it's kind of like a rhetorical question. The answer is yes, of course. I'm from America. I've gotten stuff off Craigslist.
The coolest thing I got off of Craigslist was about 1,400 books for free.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and they stayed in my room for like a year.
It's the coolest thing you never used, right?
But is it safe? Like, have you ever gotten a ride with someone through this, like, from a city to another city?
Yeah, I went from California to Arizona. I used Craigslist to find a ride, and I got in this van with, it was mostly Vietnamese people. No one really spoke any English, so I got to practice my Vietnamese on this bus. Mm. So it was really cool.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Cool. And they didn't try to kill you or anything bad like that?
No, they even gave me a sandwich.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's cool people.
Yeah.
It's also some weirdos as well, but, you know.
Yeah, I think when people travel, I'm just saying this because we live in Brazil. I know a lot of Brazilians, they're very skeptical about these kinds of things. So that's why I thought I'd ask you if it was safe.
Yeah, I mean, just take the normal precautions that you would take when doing anything online. You know, try and verify the person, see their Facebook, you know, go stalk them, make sure that they're a normal person.
I'm sure when they saw Josh, they're like, oh my god, I should have checked his Facebook first. Who is this guy?
Cool, alright. So let's move on to the joke for today. Okay, so our joke for today is, always remember that you're unique, just like everyone else.
That's kind of weak, Trevor. You got another one?
Fuck you, Josh. Josh is just Mr. Funny Man.
Hey, why don't you tell a joke, Mr. Funny Man?
All right. So, why don't blind people go skydiving?
Why?
Because it's not very much fun for the dog.
All right, let's edit in some crickets chirping.
What are crickets chirping?
So, when it's really quiet out, you can hear a little chirp, 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 chirp. Chirp, chirp. Mm. And it's generally the sound that you use to show that nobody laughed at your jokes.
Well, I don't know. We should let them vote which joke is funnier.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you want to vote that my joke was funnier, just leave a post on the show notes.
Or if you think that the this guy...
All right, we'll just cut you off there. All right, so that about does it for the podcast for today. What song are we playing them out with today?
Today we have a special treat for you. We're going to be playing you out with the funniest parody that I've heard this year.
You heard a funnier one last year.
Yeah, many. But but this is Brazilian Gringo, Josh Plotkin himself, playing you out with Gringo Style.
Yeah, so this is
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is a parody of the most famous YouTube video of all time, Gangnam Style. So, as I'm sure you've recognized by the beat. So, enjoy.
Oh yeah.
All right, so thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community. If you want more podcasts, if you want some transcripts, head over to reallifebh.com/podcasts. Go there, sign up. Get 10 free podcasts with transcripts.
Cute Brazilian girls. They taught me Portuguese and now I got fluent skills. I'll be the key at town like all I'm gonna stay until I can't afford my phone bill. O Brasil é uma maravilha. Que eu amo tanto. Eu amo tanto. In Brazil, life is so much better. My friends back home, they just don't know. So I'm making this video to show. Go, 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 go. This is Gringo Style. Gringo Style. Bruh, 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 bruh. Brazilian Gringo Style. Gringo Style. Bruh, 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 bruh. Brazilian.
Espanol. And don't think you can live here if you only speak in English. Portuguese is not so hard if you ain't afraid to study. And the girls here love guys with accents. So come to Brazil if you like teaching English. Students here are super chill. You won't be bored here. Every day will be a brand new thrill. Esse país é como sonho, como nunca viu. Puta que pariu. O Brasil é uma maravilha que eu amo tanto. Eu amo tanto. This is gringo style. Gringo style. Bruh, 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 bruh. Brazilian gringo style. Gringo style. Bruh, 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 bruh. Brazilian gringo style.
Hey, brasileiras.
Bruh, 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 bruh. Brazilian gringo style.
Hey, brasileiras.
Bruh, 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 bruh. Was home, but then I left my home. For a while I felt like I didn't have a home. Brazil became my home, that made me feel at home. And now I'm starting to feel like the whole world is my
you
home.
You know what I say? This is gringo style. Brazilian gringo style.
Spacing out would be another way to say. What was the thing I said before? What was the other thing I said?
Earth to ten.
I said spacing out then, and I said something else before.
I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
America.